You're listening to the audio production of Christmas at Carnton by Tamara Alexander, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Chapter 1, November 13, 1863, Franklin, Tennessee, 21 miles south of Nashville. Very nice stitching, Mrs. Prescott. Aletta looked up, not having heard her employer's approach. Focused on her task, she was determined to leave the factory on time that afternoon. It was a special day, after all, and Andrew would be excited. Her son needed this encouragement. They both did. "Thank you, Mr. Bodine, for your kind words. You always do excellent work, Mrs. Prescott. Every stitch, so straight and even, perfectly matching the one before." She smiled her thanks despite receiving a negative quality in his voice. Not that Mr. Bodine ever sounded jovial. Unmarried, not much older than she was, he always seemed a sad sort, a discontented, melancholy man. But then, how could any able-bodied, healthy man maintain a sense of self-worth, much less pride, when he'd chosen to stay behind and work in a factory instead of joining the rest of the men who'd left home and loved ones to fight in the war, like her beloved Warren had done? Her throat tightened with emotion. Would it always hurt this much? She swallowed. Nearly 1 month to the day since she'd received the letter from the War Department, yet she still had trouble believing he was gone. Perhaps if she could see his body one last time, she'd be better able to accept that. "Would you join me in my office, Mrs. Prescott?" "In your office, sir?" Aletta paused mid-stitch and looked across the rows of seamstresses to the clock on the factory wall. 4:15, almost another hour before her shift was over. Then she felt the stares. She looked around only to see the other women quickly bowing their heads and turning curious gazes back to their work, except for one woman. On the opposite side of the factory, Aletta recognized her. Marion, she thought her name was. They'd begun working at Chilton Textile Mills about the same time. Marion was gathering her coat in reticule and wiping tears from her eyes. "Mrs. Prescott," Mr. Bodine gestured. "My office, please." Aletta laid aside the garment she'd been sewing, bothered by having to set it aside unfinished, while the greater part of her sensed that unfinished stitches should be the least of her concerns. She followed him down the aisle, then past rows of co-workers, the click of her heeled boots marking off the seconds as the tension in the room swiftly registered. Mr. Bodine's office proved...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?